For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Me and my co-host Dana Lake are bringing you the best and latest information related to health and wellness, and we love being here with you every single week. We've got an array of fantastic special guests all geared at health and wellness, and today is no exception. I've got a fantastic guest lined up. She's nationally and internationally recognized, and we're going to be talking about a really important topic. We're going to be discussing detoxification. It's spring, and spring is in the air. The flowers are budding. The leaves are budding on the trees around here where I am. And it's a time of rejuvenation, spring, that early growth. In Chinese medicine, it's the time of the liver. It's the time of growth, of rebirth. And it's a beautiful time to focus on regrowth and rebirth of your health, time to refocus on your nutrition, time to refocus on your body, time to do things that nourish yourself and nourish your whole self, which is basically the trademark of Dr. Deanna Minnick. She is going to be our special guest. She's an internationally recognized teacher, author, scientist, speaker, and artist. She has more than 20 years of diverse, well-rounded experience in the fields of nutrition and functional medicine, including clinical practice and research, product formulation, writing, and education. Her doctoral PhD research focused on essential fatty acid absorption and metabolism, and her master's degree allowed her to explore the health benefits of the colorful plant-based carotenoids. She has authored 5 books on health and wellness and over 15 scientific publications. Currently, she is faculty for the Institute for Functional Medicine and the University of Western States. She has developed an online certification program for health professionals so that they can apply the color-coded 7 systems of full-spectrum health in their practice. Her lectures are heard by patients and practitioners throughout the world. Dr. Minnick's passion is teaching a whole-self approach to nourishment and bridging the gaps between science, spirituality, and art and medicine. I'm having trouble with my words this morning. Dr. Minnick, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, Dr. Passero. Thank you for having me. And, you know, I apologize because that's a really long bio.
That's okay. I think for, you know, people that have done great work, it's not a bad idea for people to get a really good introduction to who they are, where they came from, what they've done, and why they're considered an authority in the field that they are. And, you know, you've put in your time and done your work. So let's tell people about all the achievements that you've had. So, you know, today, I guess our main topic is going to be discussing detoxification. And I love talking about this with like an expert like yourself, Dr. Minnick, because, you know, as we talked about before we started recording, it gets a very blanket name. There's a million detoxes out there. Everybody has the idea of doing detox. I think some people look at it and really look down upon it. Certainly the conventional medical community would say there's no such thing. Toxins don't really contribute to ill health, and none of the things that you're going to do, you know, could actually help that. And people can walk into health food stores and there's detoxes in a box, and you could take this supplement for detox or drink this tea for detox. And are you detoxing from chemicals? Are you emotionally? It's just like this, you know, buzzword that encompasses so many different things. And I think a lot of people and a lot of companies use that buzzword for attractive marketing because people do have this idea that there are toxic things in their life. They're reading about the nasty chemicals in their plastic water bottles, and they're reading about the dangers of pesticides on their food, and they're understanding that a relationship or for with a coworker or a spouse or a family member is really negative on their system, and they feel that toxicity somehow in their life, but they don't really know what to do about it. But there's this innate sense that, geez, I'd probably be healthier in different ways if I didn't have this negative influence. So, you know, you've developed some really great programs on some really good research and work around detoxification. So help us first understand and orient us towards your viewpoint on detoxification. And then we can get into the nuts and bolts of it and talk about your program and just the whole topic in general today.
Wow. Summed everything up very nicely. You're right. I'll just kind of backtrack first and say that detox has such a a charge in the media. And in fact, me having a book called Whole Detox puts me right there in the limelight of lots of criticism and people coming to me and saying, you know, there's no need to detox. Our body's already detoxing. And so what are you talking about exactly? Mm-hmm. So this really caused me lots of, you know, going back into the history of medicine. And what I noticed was that even in the ancient times, when you look at Greeks and Romans, one of the first things that they would do in order to get people back to health was to bloodlet them. Essentially, they believed that there was something toxic and bad inside the body, and the only way to get it out was to bleed the person. And so when we look at all of these different modalities throughout time, it always seems like there's been something about toxins, whether we look at Native Americans and sweat lodges and sweating things out. We look at the use of salt, the use of herbs as purgatives, cathartics to get things out of the body. I think that for as long as humans have been in existence, we've always felt the need to cleanse. Mm-hmm. And that we see in the medical tradition, and we also see it in spiritual traditions. So I feel like it's a really nice nexus between the two and how they come together. But we just need to do that. And yeah, our bodies do it. But with increasing chemicals in the environment and with reduced capacity of our bodies to get those things out, we're not always in the optimal state. We have compromised health, and so a lot of our health is really due to these toxins and the influence of them. So I started working with Dr. Jeffrey Bland back in 2003. I started working at the Functional Medicine Research Center. And it was Dr. Bland that introduced me to this whole concept of what he called metabolic detoxification. And I never studied this in school. You know, when I was doing my PhD and master's, I never came across this type of approach to health in the way that he was speaking about it. However, if I had been taking drug classes, pharmacokinetic classes, I would have learned a little bit more about the different liver pathways and how the body shunts toxins out. So what I learned from Dr. Bland and working at the clinic was that there was a way to prime the body nutritionally to help things like the liver, the gut, the skin, the lungs, the kidneys, all the different organs of elimination to work better. And what I found in working with people on these nutritional protocols, because my training has been nutrition, so that's the orientation that I took with a lot of these detox programs. And what I had found in working with people on 21-day or 28-day programs is that they had not just a body change. So they might have slept better. They might have had more energy. Joint pain went away. Blood pressure went down. But what I started to notice was that these people, many of them, had serious life overhauls. So there were people that decided to quit their jobs and do their life's calling. They started to really get clear on their life's purpose. There were other people that I saw who really realized what you were speaking to earlier, which was toxic relationships and how they were perhaps in a toxic marriage. They were surrounding themselves with toxic people in various ways. And so then they started to break apart from those relationships. So I started to realize that this word detox, that there's something more to it. You know, I feel like it's a resetting. It's a time of really getting clear on what is important for us in body, mind, and spirit. So as I moved on from there, working with Dr. Bland, doing lots of research, we published studies even on metabolic detoxification. But what you won't see in those studies is what I had taken away, which was really this cathartic life change that many of them underwent as they went through this just very short month process. So what I decided to do was, instead of just focusing on nutrition, which is one part of who we are, is why not have a holistic detox program that accommodates all the parts of us and really addresses the whole self? So I did put together a 21-day detox program that looks at not just nutrition, but also I call it the mind-body interface, or looking at our emotions, looking at our thoughts, looking at how we're moving through the world, looking at the words that we're saying, looking at how we are visualizing our health, and whether or not we get any quiet time. So I think that all of those elements, there are seven elements that I see as being necessary for a holistic detox.
Well, it makes perfect sense, and it's nice to be able to break it down into seven clear elements so that people can follow through. I agree, detox does mean so many different things, and I'm sure doing that work, you see those transformative stories that people have, not just about feeling better physically, but things that you've talked about as far as life changes. And, you know, I think people can head into a 21-day detox or a month detox, not expecting that, you know, everything's going to shift. But it is that process of just being aware, of understanding, of trying to identify on every level things that may seem toxic in your life, right? And just identifying them and looking at them is sometimes the first step in making a substantive change. Even though you may not take action right away, it at least opens the door, the possibility for identifying what may come next. And that is, you know, a really nice thing about taking it on a very holistic level, because we know that emotions, you know, thoughts trigger emotions, and emotions trigger physiology. You know, we know that emotions get stuck in our body or have impacts on our body. That's why when we feel a strong emotion like fear or grief or sadness or worry or even love or something really happy, if you really ask somebody in that moment, tell me what you feel. It's not just a thought. There's a physical feeling that's associated with emotion. That's what makes an emotion different than a thought, is that there's a physical feeling associated with it. And those emotions and those feelings basically have places in the body, and having negative emotions can inhibit optimal aspects of health. And people do this work all the time in understanding why it's important to release emotions from the body. This is why sometimes when people lose a loved one, they may be more likely to be diagnosed with cancer within a short period of time or suffer from other physical conditions, the onset of an autoimmune issue. You can't separate these things out, and looking at and identifying is the first step, which is why it's really great to see a detox structure that really takes it holistically and to have it in a way that can really guide people through those steps. So Dr. Minnick, we're going to take a quick break because I don't want to go too far over in each segment. When we come back, maybe we can start breaking down the seven different areas of the detox. I certainly want to talk about the physiological side of it, the modern day overload of heavy metals, phthalates, parabens, other chemicals, and then we can talk about some of the other aspects of detoxification as well. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, great. All right, everybody. And if you want to learn a little bit more about Dr. Minnick, you can visit her website, Deanna Minnick, DeannaMinnick.com, DeannaMinnick.com. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. Today we are talking with Dr. Deanna Menick, and we're discussing detoxification and her whole detox program. You can learn more about it by visiting www.deannaminick.com. You can also visit, whole-detox.com is another way you can see aspects of her whole detox program. So Dr. Menick, in the last segment, we were just sort of doing an overview on detoxification, touching on all of the different aspects of detox, from physical to emotional to all sorts of different ways. Let's sort of start structuring this, because I know you've worked really hard to structure the detox program and the information in your book. Maybe we should start with some of the more nuts and bolts physical nutrition side of it, because that's something that's very real and tangible and something very easy to discuss. So help us understand from a physiological perspective and an environmental perspective, why is detox important, and do programs like a 21-day detox really provide a vehicle for actually having an impact on that?
Perfect. Great way to dive into this discussion. So, yes, the environment is increasingly becoming more toxic. So it's been estimated that there's something on the order of 80,000 different chemicals in the environment, and thousands of new chemicals are being put out into the environment every year. So I think most people don't realize their chemical exposure and all the things out there, whether it's air pollution or drinking out of a plastic water bottle or brushing their teeth with toothpaste that contains all kinds of chemicals like triclosan. We are exposed on a daily basis. It's amazing the things that we take in. And so we can kind of get caught in that web of fear of thinking about all the things out there, no matter where we go. You know, I live in a rural area in Washington State, and I thought I did good because, you know, lots of trees and lots of nature. But this area tends to be high in mercury and arsenic, and that comes through the air, the water, and the soil. So sometimes, even when we're living in a spot that we think is pristine, we still will be invaded by certain chemicals from the outside. It's so pervasive and unavoidable. So on the other side of the equation, what we do have control over is what we put into our bodies in the way of food. So what the science is showing us is that protecting our bodies with nutrients can help to offset or prevent the body from having a lot of these toxic results from these things that we take in. So if we can take in things that are rich in plant compounds, different phytonutrients, fibers, you know, we can kind of go through the different body systems. But essentially what I have found in the literature is eating more plant foods, that's going to be protective for us. And so that's something that I focus on in the whole detox program. So it doesn't matter to me if people are eating more of a paleo style or more vegan. One thing that all of us can really align to is eating plant foods. Maybe we eat different plant foods, but all of us in some way need to eat plant foods. And so what I stress within the detox is a couple of things, a couple of principles. First, removing offenders, things that we know are just clearly toxic in the food supply that we can avoid through our choices. So that would be avoiding sugar. Sugar is a huge one. I have so much passion about this one. In fact, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I'm on a really strict no sugar protocol for myself right now as I'm getting ready for the detox. And I was noticing that you've got to avoid pretty much all the aisles of food and just stay by the produce.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's near impossible. Even healthy foods have trace amounts of sugar. I was just working with a patient 2 weeks ago where we were looking at her supplements, and I noticed that all of the supplements she was taking were gummies. And when I added up all of the gummies that she was taking over the day, it amounted to like 5 teaspoons of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, you think that you're having something healthy in the way of these supplements, but it's just loaded with sugar. So first and foremost, getting rid of the sugar, alcohol, caffeine is a big one. I know it's a hard one, and caffeine does do certain detox things in our bodies. But for the purpose of the detox, I like to have people clear the noise of anything that modulates their mood, their sleeping pattern. I really want them to just wipe the slate clean of all of these things. There's a whole list more of different things. Eggs, soy, dairy. Gluten is a big one for most people, and many people already have an awareness around that one. So we get rid of the offenders, and then we bring in the things that are colorful, because I don't want people to really fixate on the fact that they can't eat all these foods. I'd rather them focus on what they can eat, and so that's why I focus on color and variety, clean foods. I do talk about organic foods. In fact, there was a report that just came out on March 8th, and it was talking about, it was a whole report from different experts, and I know that there's been a lot of controversy on organic foods and whether it's more nutritious, but what this report said was, regardless of controversy about nutrient quality, one thing that organic food has is a less, just reduced amounts of toxins, so reduced pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides, and that in and of itself can impact our health. So I have people focus on the food aspect. So looking at the colors, I do have them focus on the rainbow. So for every 3 days of the program, we're focused on one color. So we start with the color red. And so in the book, I have recipes, and I focus on raspberries, cranberries, you know, the whole spectrum of different foods, because I think one thing that happens in our normal day-to-day is that we eat the same foods over and over again. And as a result, with poor gut health and such, we can develop intolerances and sensitivities and even allergies. And so one of the things within the cleanse is to bring in a variety of different foods.
That's, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah, there's a lot to cover. Keep going.
And I didn't know if you wanted to interject anything there, but I think you're probably all aligned on that as well. So, and then the fiber helps too. One of the things, the first week of any detox program is usually more challenging. So it's getting rid of our emotional connection with foods. And that's, we have a strong hook on food. And I don't think many of us realize it, but the sugar, the caffeine, again, those are big ones for people. So within the first 7 to 10 days is when most of those cravings start to subside. Our sleeping patterns start to change. We get more energy. When I did this program back in 2014, we collected lots of data on hundreds of people. And the number one thing that improved for people over the course of this 21 days was emotional eating. Mm-hmm. So that's really key to me. So you talked a bit about the emotions in the previous segment. And when we take food and then start to look at our emotional connection to food, it's really huge. It's not just being in a program and being told what to eat and following that. It's how do we get driven by our emotions to select certain foods? Because emotions are our driver. You know, we move towards pleasure and away from pain. So, you know, that's something that happens throughout a detox. And you mentioned it very nicely, too, about bodily awareness. One of the things that happens with people in their food intake during this program and probably other detox programs is they have a better sense of hunger, of their appetite, of when they're full, when they need to eat more, not overeating. Then they really do start to look at their emotions around eating certain foods. And I think it's because they've omitted a lot of these foods that they're drawn to. One guiding principle that one of my mentors mentioned to me is that the food that we're most drawn to is probably the food that keeps us in symptoms or dysfunction or disease. So what I would say to everybody listening is think about the top three foods that you most crave. For many people, it's cheese and bread, sugary products. These are the things that probably you shouldn't be eating. Many of us aren't craving broccoli or spinach or, you know, a lot of these healthy foods. Those are the foods we need, but we keep ourselves in this endorphin release from all of these unhealthy foods.
Yeah.
It creates a whole cascade. So it's really important to start with food. first and foremost with any detox program.
100%. And I think you touched on many different aspects of it. It has to do with the toxicity of food. And this has to do with, you know, not just there being increased amount of pesticides and chemicals on food, depending on whether you choose organic or non-organic. But it also has to do with some foods just have a bit of a toxic nature. Sugar negatively impacts our immune function. We know it hinders our immune system. It promotes inflammation, causes gastrointestinal microflora dysbiosis. It causes a whole host of problems. And then for other people, certain foods may create toxicity based on how their immune system was wired. Gluten sensitivity or egg allergies, corn, soy, dairy products, the top five allergens. So it's important to start removing those things, because even though they may not be quote unquote super unhealthy foods, in a way, for certain people, they may represent a source of toxicity based on how their immune system has decided to interface with that food. And it's not until you eliminate it that you can understand whether or not you feel good with that elimination, or whether or not that food is creating a burden of toxicity on your body. So again, this term detox means so many different things in so many different ways, and food is the most important place to start. The emotional connection to food is absolutely unbelievable. I will say that in my practice, there's no harder thing to get people to do than change their diet. It is literally requires the most amount of handholding of any single thing I could ever imagine. It's almost easier for people to switch careers or to switch spouses than it is to give up a specific food. And I am not kidding. And, you know,
yeah,
there's a
reason. True. Yeah, it's so true.
There's a reason for it. I mean, the foods that people are the most emotionally dependent on, like you talked about, Dr. Minnick, sugar, dairy products, carbohydrates, these are very pleasure reward foods. And it's no surprise that the food industry has designed products that hit on these very specific pathways in our brain that were ingrained in our bodies for survival. I mean, we are wired to want fat, to want sugar, to want carbohydrates, because they were very precious resources for survival many, many years ago, when food was scarce and we didn't have mass farming and supermarkets and what we have now. And so our brains, when you eat these foods, you get this emotional, literally a chemical release of dopamine and endorphins and of these chemicals that feel so good. And the thing about food, it never talks back. It never hurts you. It never disappoints you. It's always there. You can always hit the drive-thru whenever you need an emotional lift. And it's very hard to get emotional lifts all the time from the relationships we develop and the life that we all have to live day after day after day. Food will always be there for you. And you get literally addicted to those endorphin pushes, those dopamine surges. It's always there. When you break the pattern, like Dr. Minnick is talking about, and you do a detox program, as you start to eliminate these foods from your diet, you start to rely less on them for these dopamine and endorphin pushes, and you start to get it, and you see the beauty in what the world has to offer, and you get it from sources that are not toxic. It is a painful process, but is an incredibly rewarding process, because in the end, you get the same degree of satisfaction, but it's even better because it's not from a falsely, slightly elevated push from a food, just like people who get addicted to drugs. It is exactly how it works.
Yeah, it really is. And I think if people can endure the first 7 to 10 days, this is, to me, my benchmark. This is what I've seen over and over again. Like you said, it's not an easy process. It can be quite painful that first week when people are going through it. But here's where you have to really muster up your sense of strength, your sense of will, and really what you are seeing for yourself and your health. Because if we can just stick to it, and so many people, when they're doing a detox, they get concerned about, oh, but it's not a good time for this detox because I've got a wedding, I've got a party to go to. It's like, no, there's no good time for a detox.
Yep.
And in fact, it's almost better when you've got those challenges, because these are tests of will.
Yep.
And the most important thing, I think, for people going through a detox, which is why I now do this in large group settings, is community. We all need a supportive community to keep us on track.
Yep.
And it's hard to do it by ourselves, especially when our families are not supportive and they're eating different foods than we are. But you've got to stay strong. And part of the preparation work before people do whole detox, I tell them to find their three key friends or family members that are going to cheerlead them on throughout this process, that they're not going to make any disparaging comments about their food, that they're going to be really there for them as they go through. And if there's a slip or, you know, there's a point of weakness, that they can call these people.
Yeah.
So I do think we have to set up our framework when we do a detox so that we are going to succeed. We have to keep in that mental mindset that we're going to do this.
Yep.
And really just sign it. That's part of the prep. We
yep.
have to sign up
you do.
For it.
Yep. And yeah, absolutely.
Do it.
Yep.
And
I would say that, for a lot of people, including myself, the biggest challenge isn't necessarily when I'm in it. The biggest challenge is deciding that I'm going to do it. You know, and
yes.
then setting the date and yeah. starting it. Once I start and I say, okay, you know, no alcohol, no sugar, no anything, I'm going to eat really clean. Like once I start it, generally I'm okay. It's deciding, okay, you know what? I'm going to commit to this and then picking the day to start it. That's always what gets me. And I think that's what often gets a lot of people. And I see it with my patients. It's once they're in it, they're okay because people have willpower. They don't want to fail. They want to be successful. They can muster it up and do it once they're in it. It's sort of making that mental decision of I'm going to voluntarily remove these things that I feel are crutches for my daily survival out of my life. Dr. Minnick, we've got to take a quick break. We're running out of time in this segment. When we come back, let's touch on some of the other really important topics of detoxification. I know we could do this all day. If people want to learn more, you can visit Dr. Deanna's website, www.deannaminnick.com, and learn about her whole detox program and buy her whole detox book. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with The Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake. She is brilliant. She is a genius. She is a leader in the field, and she does amazing interviews every single week. We are here from 10 to 11 a.m. on Sunday. So tune in or listen to our podcast. You can download it on iTunes. at the Essentials of Healthy Living. Just type it in and all of our previous shows will come up. Today we are talking with Dr. Deanna Minnick. She is an internationally recognized teacher, author, scientist, speaker, and artist. She's written a great book called Whole Detox and runs a phenomenal group setting detoxification program online that you can learn about by visiting her website at www.deannaminnick.com. Dr. Minnick, we've been talking about so many different topics related to detoxification. Let me ask you this. As a expert in detoxification, truly somebody that's devoted a strong portion of their career to helping people understand effective ways of detoxification and taking thousands of people through it, help the listeners out there understand other key components about detoxification, whether it's going through the process, how to do it successfully, or why we need to do it. I'll let you take it from there.
Sure. You know, I think in the last segment we were talking a bit about how sometimes it's difficult to get to the point of actually signing up to do a detox. And what I would say there is, even if there's something small that you can commit to for that 21 days, go with it, right? Mm-hmm. So if I've had patients before where they say, Deanna, I don't think I can do the whole thing. Maybe I just take out sugar and just I do that. And what I have found in my research with patients is that even if it's one thing and they do it repeatedly, that can be very profound. So that kind of led me into the whole spectrum of 7 different modalities that I talk about within Whole Detox. And I'm going to take everybody through them because I think that these are things that we can start to even integrate into our lives now. We can do it through a detox and kind of have that jump start if we want to. So the food and eating part we've already talked about, and that is number one. You know, that's really when I look at toxic foods, removing the offenders, bringing in the nourishing foods, especially those plant foods. Number two, this is the second modality for detox, it's emotions. Emotions, we've already touched upon. Dr. Passero was talking about our emotions and how impactful they are in our health, how they change our physiology. And so I think what is most important, I think, is number one, to know what you're feeling. The studies have shown that when we do not know what we feel, and I know that that sounds kind of funny, but believe it or not, people do not have a sense of their emotions. They're not as in touch with what they're feeling. And I can attest to that even working with people where I've asked them, how do you feel in this moment? And many people just kind of shake their heads and kind of have this blank stare like, I don't know. Other people start crying and they just don't know because they have so much emotion pent up and they just don't know where to start with all that emotion. And then other people, when I ask them how they feel, they'll give me words like, I'm concentrating or I'm focused. And I say to them, well, those aren't emotional words. You're up in your mind. You're not really down in the body. Emotions, if we look from a more of an ancient traditional medicine view, kind of reside in that the lower part of the gut, which is why when we have a lot of gut symptoms, oftentimes I'll ask patients, what are you feeling? What's going on in your life? Where's the stress? So identifying your emotions during a detox is definitely the second modality that I focus on. And the way that I do that is I have a very simple emotional log in the book so that at the end of every day, you can check off what you were feeling. There are about 20 emotions listed. So you have the words. You just have to figure out what you felt. And what I have found from this activity is people get a better sense of the language of emotions and then start to realize, oh, yeah, that's right. Earlier today, I felt my chest tightening. They start to put together not just the emotion by itself, but how that emotion responded in their bodies. So that's number two. Oh, let me say this about emotions. One more thing before we move on. Through a detox, we look at all the portals of elimination of the body. And when I think of emotions, I think of crying, tears. And many of us are just not, we don't cry. You know, it's really true. I think a lot of people hold back their tears. And I came across some studies showing that we release inflammatory cytokines in tears. We release up to 25 different inflammatory cytokines. And that's a good thing. It means that when we've cried, we've released some inflammation from the body. We've cooled the body off. So we may not feel so good after we cry. It can be a very exhausting, depleting process. But I think sometimes we really need to go through that to process things, to get them out, to let the body cool itself off. So that's emotional release and tracking. The third modality that I focus on in Whole Detox is thought patterns. It's been estimated that we think somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 80,000 different thoughts in a day. I mean, that's just a phenomenal number. And
it's exhausting.
Thoughts,
it sounds exhausting.
Some of us, we think more. Well, I think what's most exhausting is that it's not just the amount of thoughts that we're thinking, it's the type of thought.
Yeah.
If we were having positive, uplifting thoughts moment to moment, and had great self-confidence, great self-esteem, and really felt like we could handle everything that we were presented with through our thinking about them, probably we would feel uplifted by our thoughts. But what ends up happening is that 80 to 90% of those thoughts are reoccurring thoughts, and they're negative thoughts. So these thoughts are like baggage. They're kind of weighing us down. And since thoughts can come up so quickly and just kind of recycle, and we don't really have a sense of stopping them, it's almost like what I tell patients is we have to look at our thoughts like we look at our food label. We have to start stopping, looking at what we're thinking, because every thought we have is changing our physiology. It really is. I mean, the power of the mind and our thoughts on the body is very well documented now in scientific literature, and it's a no-brainer, literally. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is look at what thoughts are holding us back. So within Whole Detox, the third modality is looking at limiting thoughts and journaling on them. And then later we come back and we replace one limiting thought. We don't have to work on all of them all at once. And in fact, many of them are interconnected. So a limiting thought would be something like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not pretty enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not efficient enough, I can't do this as well as this other person. All of these are thoughts that are holding us back. So there's a very simple, a couple minute journaling exercise that you can do in the book to help you move past that limiting thought. And I think most of it is much like the body awareness and food. We just have to come to our sense of awareness that we're having the thought in order to get in. And it's almost like a garden. You don't want weeds in your garden. And these negative thoughts are kind of like weeds, and they just get in the way of all the flowers and the fruit and the vegetables, the really beautiful, productive, enriching parts of who we are. So we get in there and we pluck out those negative thoughts, kind of like weeds in the garden of our mind. The fourth modality is that of movement. And I really do think that we've got to move on multiple levels. We need to move our minds. We need to move our emotions. We need to move our bodies. In the movement section, though, I do focus on moving the body and doing that in personalized ways for you. I realize that not everybody can move in the same ways, which is why I have very targeted, diverse activities that I list throughout the 21 days of Whole Detox. So everything from a simple Tai Chi move to a very simple yoga pose to walking outside in the greenery, all of those things are relevant. And so when I think of detox from a body perspective, I think of sweating. Sweating is a wonderful way to get out heavy metals, parabens, phthalates, chlorinated compounds. There's been a lot of great research from different university researchers that shows that we can get all of these toxins. Pretty much every toxin can leave the body through the portal of sweat. There are just a few that don't come out as easily, but when we sweat, we release a lot. You know, I think we're circulating the blood, we're oxygenating the tissue, and we're allowing for these toxins to come out through the pores of the skin. The skin is the largest organ of the body. So just think about sweating. And for some of you who can't really get up the energy to go and exercise, think of it as a small detox. Every time you go and sweat, you are detoxing. Now, the important point is to make sure that you shower after you're active, right? Because you don't want to reabsorb those toxins back into the skin. For some of my patients who are really serious about detoxing, they invest in a sauna. And I do think that sauna use, if we look at it even over time, you know, for thousands of years, people have used heat to sweat, and that this has been seen as a medicinal strategy. So I would say if you're really serious about doing this longer term, and maybe you're not as mobile and you're not able to sweat by going out and being physically active, a more passive way, an effective way to sweat is by using an infrared sauna. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number four. Number five is looking at our words. Now, this is definitely not a common thing to be thinking about during a detox, but I noticed that words are very powerful. What we say to ourselves and what we say to others can take on a life of its own. So throughout the whole detox program, I have people focus on when they lie, if they exaggerate, blackmailing, cheating, swearing even. I have people that go through the program with me. I say, you know, let's watch all of our words. Let's be really careful about how we say things, because thoughts create actions. Action creates outcomes. And these outcomes really connect into our behaviors. So I think it's best to really focus on how we say things, how often we say things. For some people, they're too quiet. It's almost like they store all these words within, and they're not speaking their truth. So I do think for some people that go through the detox, they realize that for them, it's not so much how they say things, but that they do say things. So within the program, what I have is 21 affirmations. Affirmations are just simple, positive sentences that we can say on a daily basis. And when we say these things, we need to have the feeling. We need to have the emotion to really make that real, right? So this really couples into the whole thought pattern activity that I spoke about, where we figure out what our limiting thoughts are, and then we come back with a positive, affirming sentence or phrase or mantra that we can have, that we say throughout the day, and really feel that expression. Number six is visualization. Now, this is something that I learned about in my graduate school days. I was working with an oncologist who used guided imagery with his patients who had cancer. And when I was interviewing these patients, what I realized was that the guided imagery was so important for their health and establishing their locus of control, really making them feel like they were in the driver's seat of their health. And so throughout the whole detox program, I have 21 very short but powerful visualizations that you can do. So some people are more visual. I saw a statistic somewhere that showed that 60% of people are visual learners. So there's a huge percentage of us that really do tap into when things are visual versus auditory. So speaking words is one thing, but then seeing them have a life force throughout our day-to-day is important. So we've got to make that come alive. I remember a patient that I had some years ago. He was a 62-year-old Vietnam vet, and he was realizing that he was aging, and this really frightened him. So I said to him, I said, why don't you bring in a picture of your true vision of health for yourself? What does that look like? So he came back at his next visit, and he brought with him a picture of himself at the age of 22. At the time, he was in the war, and he was leaning up against a car, and he just looked so vital. He looked so happy. He looked so free. And we had a great conversation about how, of course, his body's not going to go back to being 22. He's now 62. But what is the essence of that picture, kind of that image of happiness and vitality, holding up the body in the way that he did rather than slouching? You know, there are different cues of different visions that we can hold in our mind's eye as we go through that process of health. For some people that don't use a photograph, oftentimes what I'll say is, draw or create a couple of images. For some people that do the detox with me, they'll get a magazine and they'll cut out certain pictures, and they'll put this and they'll glue it onto a board. We call this a vision board, and they'll have this in their kitchen or their bathroom or their bedroom where they can see it, so that it reminds them of all of the positive things that they want for themselves going forward. The last modality of the detox that I bring in is quiet time. So quiet time comes in the form of 21 different meditations, but these aren't meditations like crossing your legs and just, you know, being quiet. I have all kinds of creative ways to meditate. Some of them involve just very slow walking in the park. Some of them are a little bit more inspirational in that bring in a little bit more movement. Others of them are a little bit more still and laying down. But what I think is really important is to really have some, I call it yin time. It's more of the reflection time. And I've observed with so many people, including myself sometimes, that we get so busy, we get so distracted. We have the internet, we have social media, we have television. We're off and running day to day, and we don't really have time to reflect on everything that's happening for us and to listen to our own inner voice. One of the things that I try to encourage within the whole detox program is to listen to our own sense of intuition. I really do feel that all of us know exactly what we need to do for ourselves. We're just not listening within to our inner voice. So for some people, and this is the only thing that they focus on for the detox, is having some quiet time. So maybe they're a busy working mother who has kids, they have a part-time job, they're really busy, and the biggest complaint they have is, they say to me, Deanna, I just don't even have 5 minutes for myself.
So, Deanna,
so we try to figure out a way.
Yeah, to implement some of that quiet time. So thank you for reviewing those seven principles. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our last segment. I think it'd be really important to tie together these key issues and really drive home the importance of detox. That was a phenomenal overview of how to incorporate this on a truly holistic level. And I have a ton of thoughts, but I didn't want to interrupt you because you were doing such an amazing job. I wanted people to hear the information. When we come back from the break, we'll wrap up the conversation. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We've had a phenomenal show today with Dr. Deanna Menick. She's been discussing so many important things related to detoxification. If you want to learn more about her and her whole detox program, you can visit www.deannaminick.com. So, Dr. Menick, in the last segment, you outlined the seven steps of your detoxification program, and so many of those things are so important. I wanted to jump in so many times, but as I told you in the break, I think it was so important that the listeners got all of that information from you in that one stream of consciousness, because it really summarizes, I think, a lot of the work that you've done. What I can say, and then I'm going to turn it over to you to wrap up the show, is that, you know, these issues of dealing with emotional detoxification, affirmations, dealing with our all of these really sort of more complex issues that pervade our everyday life. These are things that thought patterns that we've gotten from young as a child, you know, from childhood mostly. These are intense patterns that we've been stuck in. And it's not like, you know, we can just fix everything at once. But I will tell people that starting with the intent of doing something on the physical level, getting yourself off of inflammatory foods, giving up alcohol, giving up sugar, really focusing on your physical structure, it creates a space and an environment that really facilitates these other deeper experiences of healing and letting go of toxic things in our life. It's much more difficult to peel back the layers of our psychology than it is to basically make some food choices. So I want people to understand that it's not that we think we can fix everybody just by picking up a book and dealing with affirmations or meditations, but understand that in the structure of a detox and facilitating these things on multiple levels, like your program outlines, Dr. Menick, it really does and really can affect change.
Yeah, you said it very well. And I think that the arrow goes both ways. So when we are meditating, when we do have more still time, our body goes more into this parasympathetic mode. We digest better. Our stress level comes down. We start to make better food choices, just like our food choices will drive our mood. So there's kind of this interrelationship of the body and the mind and emotions. It's all a big web. And what I would say to the listener, to leave you with this note, is there are many portals, many doorways that you can select into good health. And because the body works like a web, whichever one you choose, whether it's food, you pay attention to your emotions, you work with your thoughts, all of these things are going to take you into that larger web and create a ripple effect. So find something you love. I think what you and I both know, Dr. Passero, is that when we are really passionate, emotional, and we love something, we're going to stay connected to it. So if though each of those seven things, as I talked about them, figure out what you're most drawn to emotionally, mm-hmm. and start there. Because once you make one change in one of those areas, undoubtedly, something else, it's like a domino effect. There's another domino that's going to change. Like, you're just going to see all these different things eventually over time are going to just shift, and your health will definitely start to improve. Yep. I've seen that time and time again.
So have I.
So feel empowered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So we're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Menick, for taking the time to be with us. We always appreciate it. You can learn more about her program, The Whole Detox, by visiting her website, www.deannaminick.com. Thank you for taking the time. We can't wait to have you on again.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been great.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show today. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.